DS Services have been building and maintaining farm and commercial grain storage and handling facilities for more than three decades. So they keep a large parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, grain rentals, and more. Visit DSServicesInc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Add more profit to your operation by calling DS Services today. 989-872-3318.
You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network. Clark Ramsey, your host tonight. To my right, in-game analysis, Dave Hansen, back for his fourth season. To my left is Doug Cole, fifth season for Dave Hansen. My apologies. Doug Cole to my left, he is here now for four seasons, our director of sports information, driving from Livonia, Michigan. Glad to have him back. And to our right is the one and only Kayla O'Neill, also here for 4 years, our director of social media and media relations. As the crow flies, 26 miles separate Ubley and USA high schools, and practically directly due east and west of each other if you look at a map. As the wind turbine delivery trucks travel, it's 30 miles across Atwater Road to M53 to Seawing Road, south at M25, and a rival in the land of the 1998 and 2004 state champions at USA. In regards to school size, there are 7 more Patriots than Bearcats in high school, 260 for UBLY and 267 for USA. Per the MHSA registration numbers, Ubley has 11 less students in high school than last year. USA actually gained 5, up from 262. USA and Ubley have faced off with each other every year since the 2004 season and since 2006 in the regular season. It has become one of the most classic early season cross-division rivalries in the Greater Thumb Conference, with the series being tied 6-6 since 2004. Since Unionville and Seawing High Schools combined in 1972, the Patriots and Bearcats have met on the gridiron 35 times, with a balance of wins and losses nearly identical. USA has won 18 times, Ubley 17. In fact, Ubley is USA's fourth most recurring opponent behind Reese, Harbor Beach, and Lakers, respectively. USA technically is tied for fourth of Ubley's all-time opponents behind Harbor Beach with 62, Mayville at 55, Deckerville at 46, and then Bad Axe, North Huron, Reese, and USA each have played Ubley 35 times. It is difficult and very inaccurate to judge by last year's averages, but we'll do it anyway for you folks. In the 2015 campaign, Ubley scored on average 28.9 points, while USA put up 27.4, so a slight point and a half advantage for the Bearcats. Defensively, things are not as close. Based off of last year's data, in 2015, USA allowed 26.9 a game and Ubley 18.6, so plus 8.3 for the M19ers. Las Vegas has set their line for the night, but they are not confident in it. Our colleagues at the Ohio State University Sports Wagering Department say that after factoring in all possibilities, stats, injuries, weather, and location, the spread for tonight sits at USA 3.5 points. The village of Seawing was founded in 1845 by a Lutheran minister from Ann Arbor. He was looking for good farmland for a settlement and was sent to spread the gospel amongst the local Indian tribes. Which, Dave? That brings me to this week's trivia question. I will preface this with saying I got in the very dark and weird part of the internet last night.
It's week one.
It's week one. Just wait till week 12. It's going to be an interesting and fun ride. So here is this week's trivia question. The name Seawing is derived from an old Indian name of a similar spelling of Seawing. It'd be Seawing. What is the original Indian meaning of Seawing? And it's multiple choice.
Making
it easier for you.
Thank goodness.
Is it A, strong evergreen, B, crooked creek, or crick if you're from Huron County?
Which we are.
It is. Or C, bitter beer. So A, Strong Evergreen, B, Crooked Creek, or C, Bitter Beer?
Well, my guess would be that, I don't know, I would stick with the water. I would go with Crooked Creek would be my guess.
Well, that is correct. You're one for one.
Yes. All right, I'm done.
Cue the
no
bell.
More trivia the rest
it
of the
was
year.
Named after what is now known as the Sebring River, Crooked Creek.
Very good.
All right, bonus question. You
of
can
course,
go for two for
of
two.
Of course.
Sebring Harbor became a very large resource for the area by 1879. So this is about 34 years later. In the fiscal year ending on July 1st, 1879, how many bushels of grain were shipped from Sebring Harbor? And this is a shot in the dark for you, Dave.
Oh, man, I don't even have a clue where to begin. I don't know. Is it by the bushel?
It's by the bushel.
Of course it is.
Yeah, bushels of grain in 1879.
How about 25,000 bushel?
Well, you're on track, but it's actually 135,000 bushels of grain out of Sebring Harbor. And I found all this information on Sebring's city or village website. So whoever did this website did a fantastic job. Made my life a lot easier. And they
so you're saying you weren't that dark
I wasn't,
of the internet
but
place.
No, but it is deep facts.
Yes, it is.
But this is when it gets interesting. They also exported from this harbor, right in Sebring, 15,000 cedar posts, 40,000 railroad ties, 2,000 cords of wood, 2,000 bushels of apples, 50,000 pounds of butter.
Oh, my.
I mean.
Yeah. I can't.
Paula Deen doesn't even use that much. 3,000 bushels of potatoes, 7 million barrel hoops for barrels, and 4 million feet of hardwood lumber. This is all in 1879 that they exported from Sebring Harbor.
Talk about a busy year.
No, you can tell we're stalling for time here, folks. We are 5 minutes away from kicking off in USA. So, Dave, I have one more trivia question because we've talked Sebring. I have to mention Unionville. At the annual town meeting of Unionville in 1883, how many votes were cast?
Normally, I would guess a low number because I wouldn't think of that many people being in the area. But with that much crop work being done in that time frame, my guess would be a little higher than what it normally would. I'm going to say 100.
Well, it's 270. Then this was the whole township of Columbia, I do believe, at this point,
okay.
Was what it was called. So 270 votes were cast in Unionville in 1883. And, folks, now you know. Dave Hansen, what are your three keys to today's game?
On a side note, let's get back on track.
Let's get back to football, yeah.
My number one key is probably my favorite key of the game. We have two new starting quarterbacks. This is their first game under center, starting for both teams respectively. Which one will stand out and help their team to victory? I'm excited to see which one. The one that plays better tonight most likely will be the one that helps their team win. Key number two. Can USA's defensive line handle Ubley's offensive line? We know Ubley is going to come out and run the football. There is no secret about it. They are going to be wing tee, and it's going to be all night long. They're going to be up and in your face. Can USA's defensive line stand their ground and force fourth downs and force punting situations? And last but not least, will special teams be a factor, Clark? I know you can appreciate this because I hear USA has a kicker.
Yes, she does. Yes, they do.
And
it is
you,
she.
Yes, and she is correct. You nailed it. So will special teams kick return, punt return, and the extra point game be a factor tonight? We're about to find out.
And you can see number three in the blue jersey for USA, Mackenzie Trischler, on the sidelines, stretching out those legs right now. She's 5'4" and 120 pounds, is a senior, has played soccer her entire high school career. Coach Tyler Langs recruited her through, I believe it was a study hall outside last year. And, of course, what I like to see is she is actually wearing soccer cleats out there. So very beneficial for her and beneficial for the team because up to this point, Tyler Langs has never had a kicker.
No, and actually, matter of fact, we're talking about this on Wednesday. We haven't seen either team ever really kick the ball or go for an extra point. So I'll be curious to see if she is called upon once USA finds the end zone.
I think it's actually against religion, and I believe, to kick it.
I agree with you. Go for it all. It's two or nothing.
Well, current conditions in Sebring, Michigan are 78 degrees with mostly sunny skies. They're calling for a 0% chance of rain this evening. Winds are out of the southwest at 6 miles per hour and gusting up to roughly 10 miles per hour. Visibility is at 10 miles as well. Barometric pressure is holding steady at 30.1 inches and the dew point is at 64. It feels like it's 78 degrees out. The humidity is at 61%. Sunset is at 8:18 tonight and we're currently in a waning crescent moon phase. So I think it's safe to say